Welcome to Random Radio. I'm your host, David Bolander, and thanks for listening in. So every week, we discuss a random topic, whether from a listener like you or my choice. And this week's topic happens to be life after death or the afterlife. And don't forget that any opinions shared on the show are just that, opinions. And remember that if anybody says anything offensive, they don't mean to offend and are just expressing their opinions. Before we begin, I'd actually like to apologize. Sorry. For my recent lack of motivation, which is entirely my fault. I'd just like to apologize to you guys for that because I'm not delivering as good of content as I could be, and my voice hasn't been exactly amazing recently. So I'm going to try to make things better this time, but we'll see how things go. And with that out of the way, let's get on with the show. To start this off, let's start this off with my thoughts on life after death or the afterlife. I think that there is an afterlife, though at the same time, I don't know, there have been a lot of things that contradict a lot of things from what I've heard, and in my views, so I just like to just cancel those things out sometimes. So yeah, I do loosely believe in an afterlife, and I did actually try thinking about having no afterlife. The two times I did, I was both times of which I was at school, and I nearly burst out into tears because it's just a weird thing to think about when you believe in it. It's just kind of depressing, in all honesty. But one of the main reasons why I believe in it is because it gives me a little bit of purpose. I think it gives me a direction to follow, right? And that's really one of the main reasons why, is just because it gives me a purpose, it gives me a direction to follow, and something to look forward to, right? And even if I don't, right, even if I'm doing all this in vain, I really honestly don't care, it's helping me here, so, yeah. I don't know, it's like a white lie, but it's a good kind of white lie, in my opinion. I don't know, and no kind of white lie is good, don't tell people white lies, but sometimes it can help ease pain, I guess. With having no afterlife, as I said before, it made me super depressed when I thought about it. It just broke me. But I do think that's a very interesting topic to just even think about, right? You don't really think about it too often when you do believe in it, right? So you just accept it as part of life. But I've been trying to be more open-minded about a lot of different views recently, so I don't know. Maybe that's just me talking, or maybe that's just a different part of me talking, but I'm trying to make my best to think about this and to be as open-minded to people as possible while still not breaking down into tears and stuff. But yeah, and with that, let's actually go on to our commercial portion. So I've been working on a few things for the podcast and for real life and stuff, and I'm making a few changes here and there just to fine tune things, I guess. But yeah, it's been a little bit rough these last couple of weeks, but not having much structure. Yeah. And school's going all right, honestly. It's hard and it's taking up a lot and it's going to take up a lot of time. But it does bring structure to my life, so, and this is actually Monday that I'm recording this, Monday morning, 7 a.m., just trying to get this done and posted this Monday, but, yeah, I apologize, and I also apologize, as I said earlier, for the shorter episodes and for everything, right, every bad thing that's been going on the podcast. I apologize greatly for that, and I hope to make it better. That has mostly been because if you don't know me in real life, I'm a master procrastinator, which I know is no excuse. I apologize for all that, for everything that I've been doing that just inhibits this podcast progress, and I apologize for that. And so with that, let's move on to our last section of the podcast. So to end us off here, I'd like to talk about how believing or not believing in the afterlife does and doesn't apply to everyday life now, right? for how it does, as I said earlier, it gives me a direction, or it gives me a direction. It gives me a sense of purpose, a hope, even if it's only a vain hope, that something is going to either be better or that there's a reason to hang on for as long as possible. I don't know. That's just a few of the things, and there are plenty of things just going through my mind right now, but as for how it doesn't, I don't think that it should apply to how we live our lives today, right? Like, if we say that somebody does believe in the afterlife, then they should be trying to, like, prepare for the next life, right? And be the best that they can. And if you don't, then you should be living your best life today, right? In both cases, then you should be living the best as possible, or as good as possible. I also think that the afterlife should not apply to politics, just because, like, it doesn't matter what they believe, right? Or it doesn't matter what they believe as for the afterlife, because that's not how far their rule is going to go, right? It would only apply if their rule would go into the afterlife, in which case, that's never been the case. So, at least here in America, that has never been the case, so I don't think that it should be in politics. And I also don't think that belief in the afterlife and religion and stuff should be implemented into history. Well, it should be in some cases, but like if you're talking about the religion specifically and objectively, yes, it should be implemented into history. But in other ways, like if you're fighting a battle, or if they're fighting a battle, right? And like there are some cases where it would apply. But in most in quite a few scenarios, especially where they wouldn't apply today, then I don't think that it should be applied to history. I don't think that, like, oh yeah, they won this battle, even though they were the opposite of this religion, they won this battle because of this, because of our religion, right? I don't think that that's right, at least in my opinion. It's, I don't know, maybe that's just me. So on the afterlife as a whole, I believe in it, loosely. And my view changes almost every day on it, but it's, I'm currently sorting through those views, yeah. And I also think that, I encourage you guys, if you don't believe in the afterlife, just imagine how it would be if there were an afterlife. And for those of you who do believe in an afterlife, I recommend that you, try to think about if there wasn't an afterlife, just to get a bit more of a perspective on the other side, right? That's my opinion, just so then you can make your best choice, or, well, not your best choice, but, like, and also remember, it shouldn't affect everyday life today. Honestly, the afterlife really shouldn't affect it today, but it does all the time, but it really shouldn't, in my opinion, but that's just my opinion. But yeah, and with that, I am David Belander, and this was Random Radio, signing off.